I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and Sunday evening, the Camerata Orchestra series presents Epitome. At 7:30 in the IU Auditorium, the conductor will be Louis Spiava. On the program, the festive overture by Shostakovich, Sergei Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, and the variations on a Rococo theme by Tchaikovsky, with our guest, cellist Sharon Robinson, as the soloist. Sharon, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
You're a frequent soloist with orchestras, an active chamber music performer as well, especially with husband Jamie Loreto and pianist Joseph Kalickstein in the trio.
Right.
I understand your father was a bass player, your mother a violinist, and you fit in between?
I fit in between, and I have brothers and sisters that play all sorts of instruments, too, professionally. We got a brother in the Miami Quartet, plays cello. Another brother is a principal bass in the Philly Orchestra. And then two sisters are violinists. So we're all string players, and of course I'm married a string player, and you know, I'm surrounded by music. It's great.
We're talking with Sharon Robinson about her upcoming appearance with the Camerata Orchestra. Sharon, I know that you've seen a couple of their concerts. This will be a new experience playing with them and also with Louis Spiava.
Yes, it's my first with Mr. Spiava, and looking forward to it a lot. I mean, the orchestra is very, very fine, and I've been very impressed with the few concerts that I've heard over the last 5 years since I lived here. And, you know, we had spoken several times trying to get Brahms double going and perhaps a Beethoven triple. There was just, the dates never did work out. So I'm glad that this is happening finally.
One of the things that is special about this for people who love the music of Tchaikovsky is this is as close as he comes to a cello concerto.
Oh, it is a cello concerto. There's no doubt about it. It's a great solo vehicle for cello, and really, because of all the different variations, the soloist gets to show off really this whole scope of the cello and all the different voices that the cello has, from, you know, very, very deep up to the very highest. And some of them are very lyrical, and some of the variations are very bravura. So it's a wonderful piece. I've played it quite a lot and really love it. And there's a lot for the orchestra to do, too, because in between each solo variation, there's a beautiful interlude that the orchestra sings. And, I mean, there's something for everyone in this piece. The horns have some wonderful things to sing. And the winds, of course, the solo clarinet. And the flute has a wonderful duet with me in the middle there, too. So it's really a great piece, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
The piece that you're playing is beloved by cellists. In fact, Tchaikovsky asked a colleague at the conservatory to help him with it. It's apparently based on an original theme, and they say that there are some particular problems with this particular piece.
Well, I know it's got some technical difficulties, and one of the reasons it's not done as much as it could be done is that there are so many tempo changes, because each variation has its own mood and own tempo, that it's very hard to get it together on only a couple of rehearsals. So that always presents problems when their time is limited. But hopefully everything will go great on the 28th.
One of the commentators said that the difficulty lies in the seemingly innocent setup of the different sections, where the soloist barely has chance to catch his or her breath.
Well, yeah, it's true that mood change is quite swift, and it's especially hard, I think, for a conductor. I mean, I've been playing this piece for decades, but it's hard for the conductor to really realize, you know, my way and my way of changing the tempo and the mood each time. So it's a little tricky, but hopefully everything will be great.
We've been talking with Sharon Robinson. She'll be the soloist for the Camerata Orchestra's Epitome concert at 7:30. Sunday evening in the IU Auditorium. Also on the program, the festive overture by Tchaikovsky and the symphonic dances by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Louis Spiava will be the conductor for the evening. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.